today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today. Hope you're having a great week and looking forward to a great week. Want to remind you, especially you guys, this week is Valentine's Day. Now you have some time, perhaps, to find that special gift for that special someone. So just a heads up, don't want you to forget, like I did one year. Remember, it's Valentine's Day this week. Today we're going to be in Psalm 27. What a beautiful psalm. I love reading this psalm, especially the first six or seven verses, and we're going to look at those here in just a few minutes. This is part of a series we've entitled, The Lord is My. And you have to finish this sentence. How would you finish this sentence? How would you identify with the Lord? We've looked at a number of these already, and this whole series of messages you can find at the website at considerhisword.org. We have looked already at the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my shepherd. How would you finish this sentence? The Lord is my. I want to encourage you to go find a Bible and join us in the Scripture today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you to go visit the website at considerhisword.org. As I mentioned before, there's a number of things you'll find there. Particularly, you'll find all of these messages at the website, all the messages in this series, and you can follow them from the beginning all the way to the end. We've got a few more to go yet, so we're not quite done just yet. You'll also find a tab there where you can contact us, and I'd love to hear from you. If you would write to us, just click on that tab and send us a note and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast and just let us know what's going on in your life, how we can pray for you. And we would be happy to do that. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, if you'd like to write to me directly, you can do that by writing to considerhisword radio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just write to us directly. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 27. I want to read the first six verses. And as I read, you're going to find the phrase, the Lord is my. In fact, you're going to hear it right away. Let's read the first five or six verses. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. The Lord is my light. Can you say that for yourself? You remember, there's a great song out there that says, I saw the light. Can you say, the Lord is my light, the way the psalmist did? Now, let me explain a little bit about what he's talking about. Now, I do want you to notice a personal connection here, where he says, the Lord is my light, not just a light, not just the light. He said, my light. Very specific, that he claims ownership, that the Lord is my light. Let's talk about some characteristics of light. Light is pure. The Bible says there's no darkness in it. Light is powerful. Light draws attention. You know, I used to love going out on a hillside when I was growing up in the Midwest, where I could find a hillside, and looking out over a valley where you could see all of the lights around the farmers' barns and around their corrals, maybe their porch lights, and you could see all these lights around the landscape. When I'm driving down the highway on my way home, there is a place where I cross, and then there is a little red light that I can see 13 miles away. And when I see that light, I know that I'm headed for home. Light is powerful, and light can penetrate through that darkness. Light draws attention. You know, spotlights we use to draw attention, searchlights. But here's something that's very important. You see, light reveals truth. Light is revealing. Not too long ago, I was walking through my house at night. It was dark. We had turned the lights out, and I was trying to find a bedroom. And so I felt the doorway, and I began to feel around the door and kind of felt my way in. It kind of felt different, but I knew that I was in the right place. And then I walked in and found out I was completely in the wrong room. I turned the light on, and the light revealed to me that I was in the wrong room. And that light revealed the truth to me. And then I could make right choices once I knew that truth. You know, many times light shows us the way. The way that lights shine up on a runway in an airport. Or when you're driving down a highway and those little reflected markers down the middle of the road or along the side of the road that can show you the way and where you're going. Many times light will show us the way. Light also gives light. It gives life. Have you heard of the process of photosynthesis? For a number of years, I was a science teacher, and I would assign my students to write out the whole process of photosynthesis. This is really a miracle of God, how he created the world. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. You know, when we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide. So where does it go? Do you realize that all plants do photosynthesis? And they do this by taking the light from the sun or from whatever source it is, primarily the sun, and taking the water and the nutrients from the soil, and through a process called photosynthesis, it turns that oxygen, or turns that carbon dioxide into oxygen. So we breathe in oxygen. All of the plants, we could say, in a way, breathe out carbon dioxide. It's photosynthesis. God designed it that way. It's really an amazing thing. I put it together. So life, light gives life. We're often told by our doctors to go outside, spend some time in the sunlight. Why, we need our kids to be going outside and get their faces out of those screens and go play outside for a little while. They need that vitamin D from sunlight and that energy from sunlight. As you see, that light gives life. Now, let's get down to specifics a little bit about what this psalmist said. He said, the Lord is my light. I believe that tells us, first of all, that he reveals truth. He reveals truth to us. I believe that the Spirit of God that indwells us reveals to us truth in the Word of God. We had the promise. Remember, Jesus said in John 16:13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, and come, he will guide you into all truth." And so the light reveals truth to us from the Scripture. I like to say that when people get saved, when you're born again, and you begin to understand the Scripture, what happened was God turned the light on. And you can begin to understand things that maybe unsaved people cannot understand and cannot comprehend, some of the principles and some of the truths of the Word of God. So that light reveals truth. The light helps us to focus on Him. Hebrews 12:1, remember, says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." And our attention is drawn to the Lord to lift Him up and to praise Him. Did you hear what the psalmist said in that passage that I just read? As he got down to verse 6, he said that I would go and offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll sing praises unto the Lord. But you know what else? In revealing truth, He reveals our own sin. By conviction. And He reveals the truth of ourselves. When we're convicted of our own sin, God's trying to tell us something. And so He reveals truth. He focuses on Him being the light, a light that shines in darkness. But He also lights our way. And like we were talking about before, that many times the light will show us where to go. It shows us the safe place where we need to go. Job, I love what he said about it in Job 29:3. He said, "When his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness." He'll lead us through the darkness. We're to walk in the light, as 1 John said. 1 John 1:7, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." You see also that light will give us light. I'm going to read over in John chapter 8 and verse 12, where Jesus speaks about being the light. Verse 12, "Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That's it for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.